Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Oh, yay, pie for Majesty's jam.
Oh, man, you the man.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
high five.
Yeah, yeah.
High five.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
The only way you stop people from saying something, my mother was, she used to tell me this as a kid, you want a bully to shut his mouth, then you better put a fist in his face.
Another life hack from Mrs. Wiggin.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
What do you attribute to that disparity between leads and losses?
Disparity.
Yeah.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
There's my Chevy Blazer with a lonely hibachi sitting behind it in a barren, massive parking lot.
Sad.
Because some
look
people,
how far you've come. Though.
Yeah, you've come a long way.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
WEEI. Got my people.
WEEI.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning and happy Friday from Springfield, Massachusetts, and Max's Swing Lounge and Roadshow number one. Good morning, everyone. Yay. Thank you for being here. Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning.
What
great
up?
Great shirt that you're wearing. Yeah. Good colors
well,
this year.
Yeah, gotta sell the brand. So we have Roadshow merch available here. How is everybody after a night in Springfield?
Oh, amazing. Wonderful. Are you worried that we're going to sell out so quick because you look so hot in that?
Well, Curtis, thank you. I appreciate that. I try to do my best. We had a great night last night. We were over at Taps at MGM. And got to watch some basketball. And
yep.
Celtics get the matchup that at least I wanted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pistons kind of blew that game last.
Yeah, they've blown a couple games late in this series. But, you know, they're a young team. But you get the Knicks, and the Celtics swept the Knicks during the season. It's really Jalen Brunson. You know, what did he shoot, 35, 40 shots last night? So, I mean, and you got defenders all over the place that can defend him. So, I think it's one of these series that it'll be a lot easier against the Knicks than it was against Orlando in the sense of them giving you problems on the offensive end.
I watched the end of that last night. Mm-hmm. Is it me or, like, is there no – it used to be you had a out-of-bounds play. Greg, you're big. You played high school hoops at the show.
Yeah.
Like, I watched that. So, Brunson hits a three. There's 4.3 seconds left.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, the Pistons have the ball, and they just basically, like, throw it to some guy. He dribbles it. He makes one pass. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's the game. Like, that – it felt like college – when March Madness does that, you're like, it's college kids. They're not the best guys. The Knicks inbound it to Brunson. Everybody knows it's tie game before that.
Yeah.
He literally does a crossover dribble.
Yeah, it was a great
move. I had a killer crossover in middle school.
Did you?
Oh.
Yeah. He broke some ankles.
Yeah, it was actually a Nissan Pathfinder.
That was his AIM screen name. Ankle Breako 135.
Yeah, tower drive.
Yeah.
And then there's nobody else near him within 15 feet, and he hits a three to win the series. It was like, what the hell?
Because the guy covering him was ice skating to the left of him.
They
actually got a good look at the end, but I think it was Malik Beasley who basically dropped the ball. He would have had a good shot at the end of the game, but he fumbled it out. But that was Brunson, just all him breaking down that. Thompson, I believe, was the defender on him, and he just broke his ankles.
I was going to say that, though. If you're a Detroit fan, you're pissed.
Oh,
Beasley had that shot at the end, then you're home. You let go of so many of those games to move forward. So if you're a Detroit fan, that one was in your hand.
Yeah, because the Knicks couldn't throw. They could not buy a bucket in the last three, 4 minutes of the game. And
they've had other games like that.
But Detroit couldn't capitalize on the other end. So I think that's the difference with the Celtics, you know. The Knicks are not a tough physical team. You don't have to worry about that. Like Detroit was, I give Orlando credit. They were tough. They were physical. That's not how New York plays. Kyle Anthony Towns is up and down. You know, it's really Brunson. He's going to hawk up a ton of shots. So.
It's a good matchup for the Celtics in round two. And Curtis, you're a big TV ratings guy. I'm sure it's the probably the NBA would love this.
Absolutely.
I would say New York, Boston. So.
Celtics, Knicks. And I have to say, the playoffs have been awesome.
Yeah.
Like I bitch about how it takes 2 months to do it, but the quality is so much better than the regular season. They let them play. It's far more physical. The crowds have been awesome. Like Brunson just quieting the crowd last night in Detroit was pretty cool to watch. So it'll be a good series.
Well, we have a lot to do here this morning in Springfield Roadshow number one, and that includes our leads, which we will get to in about 20 minutes or so. Shime, we have one last pair of AC/DC tickets to give away this morning for the sold-out show Sunday. Is that correct?
That is correct, Greg.
Okay. So sometime coming back from commercial, AC/DC song, you decide one. They set it at 7 this morning, and we will discuss what one NBA insider said about massive changes coming to the aforementioned Boston Celtics next season, which is somewhat alarming. But
don't we hear this every end of the season, though?
But
it's always Jaylen Brown's on the move.
Not from this guy, though.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, this guy's pretty
– he's plugged in.
You want the conspiracy, Kurt, on this?
Yeah.
So Chisholm came out of absolute nowhere, right? Nobody even was – I mean, I'm sure he'll do a great job. Seems like a lovely man. Love to have him on the show. But he was not theorized as one of the potential owners of the team, correct?
Yeah.
So he comes out of left field. They give him a month or two to get the money for the bid that he offered, which was the record-setting bid.
He's struggling a little bit with that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now the day that it becomes official that they will ratify the sale, Shams Charania, who is the most plugged-in reporter, I think, at any sport, goes on McAfee's show on the rights holder with ESPN and says there will be changes with the Celtics, which means – they're way too effing good. You can't keep this team around. They're going to – honestly, they might only lose three more games.
Right.
So they said, you can buy the team, but you got to spread the wealth
a bit. Curtis. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
We will definitely
get to that coming up during they set it at 7, maybe 7 this morning because we have guest leads at 7:30. So if we get all – it would be rare, but if we can get all of our leads in – first lead break, then we could get to They Said It coming up at 7 on this morning show. News with Courtney at 7:45 this morning, and has Mayor Wu locked down the most important Boston sports endorsement ever. We will find out during the news with Courtney later on. And I'm very excited about this for our very own Deion Sanders. Wiggy's boys coordinator, the defensive coordinator of UMass, will be here at 8:45, Jared Kite.
Yep, talking everything UMass football.
Yeah, and we'll get a little update on the fellas.
Yeah, we'll definitely get some update on the fellas, okay. So it should be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have some input, I'm sure.
I got a couple plays I'll draw up, see what he can do.
Which side of the ball?
I'm an offensive guy, but, you know, now my boys play defense, so maybe I'll go over there.
coach to coach, I think kids.
Good. Hey, believe me, I know how things can fall apart in 1 year if, you know, if you don't do
that
the right
political.
Things. Yeah. You got to be a union guy. Yep. Yeah. I'm still working on that.
You were put in an unwinnable situation.
Yeah, you know, it's all good.
And you didn't win.
Well, freshman quarterback.
Yeah, right.
It's Wiggy, basically Wiggy and Gerard Mayo both got a raw deal.
We did. Where is my boy Gerard? I haven't seen him. He's gone missing. But we did get raw deals.
With the Patriots, all of a sudden learned how to build a staff and draft without Gerard Mayo around. It's amazing.
What is Gerard Mayo doing?
Yeah, collecting
a check. Fallen off the face of the earth.
I mean, he's collecting a check.
Yeah, he's probably collecting a nice check.
What would you be doing if you were him? You'd be on an island somewhere?
No, I'd be on the radio bitching and complaining about how I got a raw deal.
Yeah. I'd be showing face every chance I got.
So do you think?
And he's so good. We talked. He's so good on radio, on TV. The fact that he hasn't shown up doing some type of spot.
He's good on radio because he doesn't say anything.
But he was good on TV before.
He says things in a press conference, and then he comes on the radio the next day and says the exact opposite.
I'm just saying he has a good presence on radio and TV. Yeah. So I'm surprised he's not doing that.
If he's looking for an in back into media, there's a PR person out there. Very talented, 24 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She only has one client. Maybe he could hire her.
That's who I would go to if I was looking for a PR person.
I don't know if it's me, but everybody last night at the Tap Sports Bar, which was awesome, by the way, packed, came up and is just totally and completely dumbfounded. Everybody's just like, I don't understand it. How is this happening? What's going on? The intrigue into the Bill unraveling, I think, is only going to build. I don't know what the next shoe to fall will be, but it's just wild. I saw Portnoy was on with Megyn Kelly yesterday talking about it. Yeah. It's like
there's a lot of interest in it.
Yeah,
I think because wild. I mean, you brought this up yesterday because it's Bill,
right?
And because it's a complete 180 from what he was.
Yeah,
and
entirely
that he's doing. So
it's the power of the P, man.
It was between that and Karen Reed. That's what people wanted to talk about last night.
A lot of Karen Reed talk. Comments last night. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to. If you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line. Same number, 617-779-7937. And to get us started in Springfield this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending this first hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. And Shime, I have to tell you, a lot of people asking where you were last night. You've got a lot of fans here in Springfield. But they're very interested in the match moving forward between you and Greg. And it came up that maybe you could be like a hardo and wear some type of kilt. I don't know how that came up, but you wearing a kilt during the match could draw some interest.
I don't know. I'd be more in favor of the those pants that are like, what are they, like the Knickerbocker pants? Those ones?
Yeah.
I'd be more in favor
school,
of those than like
Brits,
a kilt.
Right?
Okay. All right.
I mean, we can probably get you a kilt.
Right.
And, we have a lot of military folks who listen. We get the Army to loan us a tent.
Okay.
That would probably fit, I would say.
We're going to have to rent a Rascal so that you can get around on the golf course, old man.
Just make sure you're not going Winnie the Pooh under the kilt.
No.
You
got
it.
With bloomers. Like Greg said, we now know who the Celtics will take on in the second round. The Knicks took care of the Pistons in Detroit last night. 116-113 the final with a 40-piece from Jalen Brunson. He, of course, hit the game-winning three. So game one between the C's and Knicks will start on Monday in Boston. The other NBA playoff game last night, the Clippers tie up their series with the Nuggets, sending the series to a game of 7. The Red Sox drop another to the Blue Jays in Toronto. 4-2 was the final after the Sox jumped out to a 2-0 start. In the top of the 5th, they led by 1 entering the bottom of the 8th, but a 3-run homer from your guy, Wiggy brought him up yesterday, Vlad Guerrero Jr., he would do them in. Tanner Houck went 7 innings, giving up a run on 4 hits.
That's because they got robbed. The umpire squeezed Slayton the pitch before, should have been called a strike. They did, and next pitch, Vlad goes yacht.
Yeah. It's also, it's not enough to call that a homer. That was an absolute moon blast from him last night. But
imagine if we had a first baseman that could hit.
Speaking of things that people were bringing up last night, I don't know where you stand on this, Curtis, being the baseball guy on the show, but some attention turning to the manager of this baseball team and the decisions that he is making.
Well, there was a time about 20 years ago where today there would be people, full lines, demanding Cora be fired from his job for pitching to Vlad Guerrero in that spot with first base. So.
Yep.
Well, not only that, but people were talking about Wednesday night on leaving Giolito in.
Yep. Giolito's first start of the year after coming back.
I mean, on paper, you're a better baseball team.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Oh, definitely.
So if you're not living up to that expectation, at some point you might have to look at Alex and the job that he's doing.
When we were at JetBlue, we talked about it, and you know, basically the ownership of the front office did its job, finally.
Yeah.
And now if the team struggles, you can't look above yourself. If you're Alex Cora, it's on you.
The Sox now turn their attention to Minnesota. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from Fenway with Brian Baio taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Also, they shut Walker Buehler down for a little bit.
Yep. I think it's shoulder stiffness.
Ken, shoulder.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Ken knows ball. Can we have a round of applause for our brand manager?
Let's not go too crazy.
Wow, it was like a golf clap for that.
Ken Laird, he's the man.
Look at that firecracker, 6 a.m.
If you're wondering, Ken has seized complete control of the Seaport Connect WEEI Roadshow Trucker hats. So if you want one of those, Ken, have you decided how you're giving those away this morning? Not yet, okay.
All right, well, come on.
If you want one, you gotta get in with Ken. That's the way you get those.
I'm just happy that Worm is sitting so close to Ken on his first Bloody Mary of the morning.
There you
so
go.
That's good.
Can I tell you something? I got to know Worm yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. I need to be much nicer to him.
Oh.
He's an Army Ranger.
Yeah.
I didn't know about these tours he took. He told me all about going to Afghanistan. He was one of the first people into Afghanistan.
Guy's a roadshow regular.
Yeah.
He never told me about it. All I just saw him was rolling on the ground.
As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take their series with the Kings in 6. The Avalanche tie things up with the Stars, sending their series to a game 7. The Knights take their series with the Wild, and the Leafs take theirs with the Senators. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Arriba, arriba. Just in time for Cinco de Mayo, ground beef is on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get value pack 80% lean, fresh ground beef for only $2.97 a pound. That's limited to 2 per customer when you use the digital coupon. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Curtis, how's the weather going?
Oh, man. Evening? Well, we had a front come through. I don't know if you guys heard the thunderstorms this morning, but it's 47 in Boston. It's going to be 77 this afternoon. Did you guys gamble last night?
No.
Took 100 out.
Okay.
Bet it. Lost it in 2 minutes.
All right. Oh. All right.
Took another 100.
Okay.
Sat down. New table. $50 a hand.
All right.
Played one hand blackjack.
Yep.
Second hand blackjack. Smell you later.
Oh. Okay.
Broke even.
Wow.
Okay.
But I did forgot to get the stupid chips, so I had to go back after.
That's a win, though.
It is a win.
You break even, it's a win.
Technically, it's a loss.
Yeah.
Either go home big or you go home broke. Oh. That's the way I look at it.
No, my dad didn't.
Even Steven gets you nowhere.
No, that's a win.
Afternoon high of 77 here in Springfield.
All right. We are at Max's Swing Lounge on a Friday morning with a whole bunch of incredible roadshow attendees. So thank you for being here this morning. I should mention that Roadshow number 1 is brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix, and by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And brought to you locally by Tap Sports Bar, MGM Springfield, Rockies Ace Hardware, 90 Meat Outlet, and Sarrett Ford Lincoln. And we thank all of them, and we will be right back with this morning's leads.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Next. We're
are back in Springfield, Massachusetts. Roadshow number one at Max's Swing Lounge. And Chime, heads up, I got this is an old man moment. I got a bunch of requests last night at Taps at the pregame, and I put them all. I carefully put notes in my phone, but I don't remember who wanted what, which is a real problem for a DJ. Like I might, I may
you can't even give them
wedding.
Credit.
I can't even do a long distance dedication. Like that may have been. I met a very nice carpenter from Agawam, and he either wanted Sponge or Tool. I'm just gonna throw them all out there this morning, Curtis. If that's okay with you.
I don't think Sponge and Tool like each other, if I remember. Right.
It's just hard because you take your glasses off and you got to put them back down.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is a lot of work, but great night last night.
Awesome night. And a happy birthday to our guy Cam, who showed up 21st birthday.
Yeah, that's
I hope
right.
he's feeling okay this morning.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Because their night was just getting started.
Say, last night was his first drink.
Yep.
At 21.
First drink ever.
Everybody who came out last night, it was a lot of fun. We had a great basketball game to watch. Not a great Red Sox game to watch, but we had an awesome time. And I want to thank everybody at MGM. The casino is always great, and we love being there. And we love being here with you this morning. So good morning and hello, and thank you. And we got a lot to get to.
You know what a lot of people have said, Greg, is that at these events when you talk to people, when we did those pandemic shows, which, God almighty, I don't know how we did it. But just in terms of, you know, nobody's on the road, there's no sports, and here we are for 4 hours a day. But I think so much of what we see now was sort of planted then. Like a lot of people were either alone or away from family or were, you know, in a really tough place.
Yeah.
And where we are now, like family members, so many people I've met, a great couple last night, they have about to be a one-year-old named Leo.
Yeah.
The dad watches and listens to the show. And then after they had their first child, his wife was just kind of around, not running all over to work. You know, she was on maternity leave, and she fell in love with the show.
Yeah.
And so it's always so interesting to see and hear how people listen, what gets them into it. A lot of kids with their dads and moms that listen for 10 minutes on their way to work and then after school ask what actually happened with Jackson or Courtney or me or anybody.
Yeah.
So
yeah. A lot of questions about Jackson, why he wasn't
there. Yeah, big crack. A lot of people wanted to see big crack.
Probably ought to get Jackson out to a road show at some point.
Right? Has he asked to come, Ken?
No. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, he has a lot of duties back at the station.
Yeah. Right.
And he's constantly figuring out what the next life jack will be, so I don't know if he has the time.
But and to cut costs, Ken, I heard Greg said that they could share a room. So you don't have to worry about Jackson's own room. They could just bunk up.
Don't have to pay for dinner. He could bring cream of mushroom soup.
I will happily drive him out here in the official courtesy car of the roadshow, the Defender.
Woo!
Did you enjoy your Defender yesterday?
I enjoyed it quite a lot,
right.
Which worries
riding
me.
Riding clean.
It worries me moving forward. Yeah. This may be. I can't go back.
I like yours with the two-tone, too.
Yeah, well, both of them are two-tone.
Riding clean.
That was souped up, too.
Yeah.
It's you're high up.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, it's
the purpose of a big SUV.
Well, I have an SUV right now.
Yeah, but you have a small SUV.
Oh, okay.
It's a big SUV.
Right. You got to do what Wiggy does and make up for something else with a big truck.
I got big feet, though.
All right. We have a lot to get to, including our leads. So let's get going right now, Sean.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Wild, absolutely wild potential jinx scenario right there on Willie Nelson.
I'm not you, so I'm not jinxing him. We're fine.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, he's got to be 83 or something like that.
You know, he smokes every day.
He's a one man higher than Wiggy.
That's right.
And he doesn't live in Hawaii or something like that, so he's probably got no stress.
We should play who's higher, you or Willie Nelson.
No, I would. He outsmokes Snoop Dogg. And if you can outsmoke Snoop Dogg, you can stay away from that man.
All right. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. A non-sports lead for you here today. The other day, actually earlier this week, we were talking about the viral debate between one gorilla versus 100 men.
Oh,
well, God. well, no. an expert has, I believe, come to a clear consensus. Dr. Tara Stowinski, who has more than 20 years of experience studying and researching gorillas, was on NBC News and wanted to kind of put an end to the debate. Here was the doctor.
I talk about gorillas all day long, so I love that other people are talking about them as well. I don't think there's a definitive answer, but I have to say that I would be on the side of the humans in this case. Gorillas come to this with, you know, a ton of power, all that upper body strength. You can see them here kind of just smashing people right and left. They've got incredible jaw strength. But I think the sheer number of humans that they would be up against and the fact that humans could hopefully coordinate their behavior, tag team, take a little bit of a rest while the gorilla would just be going full steam the whole time would really put the advantage in for the humans.
There you go. A woman who does nothing but study gorillas all the time believes that 100 humans could, in fact, beat one gorilla.
She's clueless. Wait, time out, gorilla. We got to take a rest here as humans. Once the gorilla, because I think they're like 10 times their strength or something. It's something ridiculous.
10 times whose strength?
Like humans. Like it's something ridiculous.
Well, okay, but there's only one of them.
Yeah, but once the gorilla slaps somebody's skull completely off their head, that's like 20 or 30 guys that are going like, wait a second, we're bailing. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the woman seems to know her gorillas.
Yeah, but if you asked her, okay, so would you jump in with 99 others to fight the gorilla? She'd probably be like, no.
They squash watermelons with their mouths.
Yeah, and one swipe from a gorilla, I think, could take out like 5 guys.
Oh, all day long.
So
yeah, but you got more guys that are going to keep coming.
Yeah, but great.
Yeah, you just pig pile on top of the gorilla, and eventually you'll just crush him, and you win.
Yeah, you have reinforcements.
Your group is you and the boys. Let's say Bobo gets into a fight and gets hit with one punch and completely his jaw goes off. You running in there or are you kind of reevaluating and going the other way?
I would be supervising the whole thing from a safe distance.
You'd be calling in the strike.
That's right. I would use a drone or something. Right. Can you bring a drone in on this?
Yeah, it might be.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, Wiggy, though, if the gorilla saw, you know, the slider attack by you, it might be intimidated.
No, I won't go nowhere near no gorilla, man.
Who's the famous lady, speaking of gorilla experts, who lived with the gorillas?
Was that
Congo?
Huh?
The movie?
No. The movie was called Gorillas in the Mist.
Okay, way before my time. I've never heard of that.
I think it was the...
Jane Goodall.
Yes.
Am I right about that,
Jane Goodall?
You nailed it.
We got some old heads here.
All right.
And did she die by a gorilla?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
She lived with them her entire life.
Wow.
And then they killed her
and mauled her.
Well, that's what they say happens.
Well, they turned on her.
Right.
Do you remember during the pandemic there was that Netflix, was it about octopus?
Yeah, the octopus.
The guy that befriended an octopus?
Yeah, he befriended the
octopus. Oh, those were dark days.
Those kind of things happen. There are people that... weirdly have a sexual attraction to dolphins.
Yeah.
How did we jump to a sexual
Joe Exotic.
Saying, was the octopus a sexual?
I don't think so.
People fall in love with the animals that they take care of.
I love Harry. It's not sexual.
I understand that.
Didn't Joe Exotic fall in love with his tigers or lions?
Not sexual, I don't think.
You never know.
Yeah. Greg? Well,
people say that they have pythons, and the pythons will lay next to you, and they think it's, oh, cute, we're bonding. The python's actually measuring to see how big their stomach needs to get for them to swallow you whole.
Yeah, I would never lie next to a python. Yes,
Sean? Quick correction. The woman who was who Gorillas in the Mist was based on is actually Diane Fossey. Jane Goodall studied chimpanzees.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
But both died?
No. Jane Goodall I'm pretty sure is still alive, I think.
Oh, she is. Right. Excellent.
Oh, no, I lied. She died.
Not for long. Right. Thanks to this.
Ken's trying to hire her to do overnights at WEI. Okay. All right. Shime, great lead.
Thank you.
Curtis, good morning.
WEI, overnight.
Curtis, hello.
Hi. We love talking about college football, the changing landscape, and NIL. So there is a story out this week out of the University of Texas in Austin where they are spending, as of now, expect this to grow, they just got 10 transfers, $40 million on the salaries of their football players.
What?
It is outrageous.
Woo.
And this begs the question, as the lines continue to blur, And you know what? I am fully on board with players getting paid. The coaches make ungodly amounts of money. In football, you could have an injury in college that ruins the rest of your career. You should have as much money as you can. But what this does to the relationship between the college and the NFL, what it does in terms of the Jay Glazer thing we talked about pre-draft, about the new metric, is does the player really love football? Because we love a lot of things. If you get $40 million, the work ethic may not be the same.
Yeah.
And I just don't know where the logical conclusion of this is, because it's just begun. It's exploding. College football is as popular as ever. There is more revenue than ever. I don't know what this means going forward. It's more of just throwing it out there as to how do you think this is going to close.
How, you know, there you're certainly going to have a disparity between teams that don't have the money and are unable to compete. In this case, I think that doesn't even include Arch Manning, because they went out and got their own NIL deals.
Right.
He's making $6 million this season.
Right. This is referencing the collective and shared revenue.
So that's
the key, the shared revenue with the House versus the NCAA, which is the new thing, where they capped it off at $20.5 million. That's the cap. But it's about the school. If the school has enough of a backing and support, you know, the NIL money, that's like where you go out, hey, and do an appearance, and you go out to a dealership and do those type of things.
But it just means that others are going to be unable to compete if they can't get the money. You're going to be able to buy a national title.
That's your fault as a school to not have the boosters or the alumni.
It could blow up in their face, though, to Curtis's point. If you're getting guys that are just playing for the money now and not playing for the pride of a school or putting all the effort in, if you're making, you know, $6 million as Arch Manning is, and maybe you're not progressing the way in which schools would hope you were, maybe those smaller schools, smaller programs who don't have the money to spend, but the guy's work ethic is better, could end up
because anybody who's good who might be at a smaller school, the bigger schools are just going to – it's basically going to become free agency every year. So you're playing to say, okay – here's my value for next year, and here's what I – kind of what we saw with the kid, Nico, from Tennessee. I don't even know how to say
– Iamaliava.
Yeah.
My question is, like, you know how we have legalized marijuana now? People were getting marijuana before. Wiggy never had, but others had.
Yeah.
So how much of this money was being spent under the table before this? I don't know how crazy it is because I don't know that.
Right.
But for me – this feels like something the NFL is going to exert its muscle on, where college football has basically been their own minor league system without having to deal with any of the cost or anything related to it. They have the whole world be introduced to these players in college. They're ready-made for the pros. They're already stars. It already works. The whole system has been going. This is going to create a wave with the NFL, with the ways in which we have college, because the $40 million is just the paying them. It's not the housing, the training staff, the entire, you know, the massive $20 million football-only facility.
It is a similar payroll to the Florida Marlins, whose payroll is $44
million. Oh, what? Absolutely.
It is like, but you're going to have a bunch of Shador Sanders, no offense, Wiggy, who've already made $6, $7, $8 million in college. They don't care that much about the NFL.
Is it guaranteed?
It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's also
crazy,
because if you're 18 years old and you're making $6 million guaranteed, what does that do for you moving forward?
Well, hopefully it's about putting people in the right place to help you set up the families. But think about how much money Texas makes on football.
Yeah.
That's not a drop in $40 million, like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. All right. Well, full glaze on that lead, Curtis. I love it.
Thank you.
I got accused of being too nice about leads, but I really like that lead. You guys like Curtis's lead? Yes? Yes?
Up, Kurt.
Thank you. I have to ask.
He's here. Can you please?
Yes.
It's okay.
He needs
good lead.
Hi, Mom.
the feet. All right. Yeah. We
got more awkward.
We have to take a quick break. We are going to get to the rest of the leads coming up next. And then they set it at 7, and we will go over everything that was said yesterday in sports, including what one NBA insider says about massive changes coming to the Boston Celtics next season. All of that coming up from Max's Swing Lounge in Springfield, Roadshow #1 here at WEEI. We'll be right back. Roadshow number one. We are in Springfield at Max's Swing Lounge, and Jackson has some tickets for Sunday and the sold-out AC/DC show, and I'm sure that back in Brighton, he is grabbing caller number nine right now. Maybe, oh, I don't want to say, I don't want to jinx it, but these bands, these legendary rock bands get older and older and older, and you only have so many chances to see them. So,
right.
Sold out show Sunday night at Gillette. And I, why does nobody says anything?
Is that how we're going to market next year's road show for you?
Well, oh. Yes.
Could be the
but,
last.
You know, I saw like there was some party or something, and Mick Jagger was at it last night with his fiance. Mick Jagger is 82.
That's great.
His fiance is 37.
Wow.
It's Mick Jagger.
Is it also his publicist?
Yeah.
But nobody, they don't go at Mick Jagger the way they go at Bill Belichick.
Because it's Mick Jagger. Yeah. He's a rock star.
So yeah. That's
like,
okay.
Yes, of okay. Course.
Greg,
I'd be weirded. It would be weirder if Mick Jagger was dating an age-appropriate woman.
Plus, Mick Jagger's not a coach.
Right.
You know, oh. You don't want to see Mick Jagger with like a 75-year-old.
He's a rock star. Like that's
former,
the lifestyle.
Former
he's
rock
legend
or something like that.
I saw Rolling Stones at Wembley. Yeah. When I lived in England.
You did?
Nice.
I did.
Nice.
Also, nope, the Belichick, this is what people are conflating. Belichick and the young girl was a story, and then it went away. Because that happens all the time.
It never went away for me, but.
Right. But, right, you've been following it. You've been our reporter on the field.
Yeah.
But the other, the new iteration of the CBS This Morning interview, this would be like Mick Jagger got on stage and the 37-year-old was like, no, play Start Me Up.
Like, right, she's like directing everything.
Right, exactly.
Well, wait till you hear my lead. We'll get to that. We'll get to the rest of the leads in a minute. Then they said it coming up. At 7. But we have leads left this morning. Courtney, hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
Hugs galore last night?
Hugs galore, and everybody very respectful. Nobody cracking my back, nobody touching inappropriately. Right. It was a top-notch group last night.
Good. This is your season.
It is.
Roadshow season is your season.
Yeah, I love roadshow season.
You live for it.
Yeah, well, it's fun. It's nice to meet everybody. Scheim. Hate to do this to you. Wrong side of history, bud. Tyrese Halliburton's dad will not be in attendance to any home or away games for the Pacers, not only just against the Cavs, but in the foreseeable future. Ooh. That is according to Shams Charania, who, like Curtis said at the beginning of the show, is probably one of the most connected journalists, not only in basketball, but in all of pro sports. He talked to a team source who they're finally putting their foot down and saying, this is not only a bad look for your son, but a bad look for the team. And this comes after, of course, he got into the face of Giannis in their series against the Bucks, and then it came out that Stephen A. Smith said that he heard from NBA sources that this isn't the first time that they've had issues with Halliburton, John, and that he, like, the league has gotten so many complaints about that dad in the stands, on the court, from coaches, other players, fans. So this is just was ready to boil over, and this was the final nail in his coffin.
Yeah.
I think that this was the right decision for the Pacers. Not only does his son's head need to be in the game and not worried about what his dad is doing against the opposing team or in the stands, but also for the team as a whole. Like, you're trying to make a run for a championship. You don't need a dad like that overshadowing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a grown man, and the dad is a grown, much more grown man.
Yeah.
And, like, stay out of it.
Yeah.
And he can't control himself.
Yeah, don't go on the court.
No, it is a lame look. It's a bad look for your son. So I think that this was the right call. But to not only just say against the Cavs, but foreseeable future, good luck,
and
buddy.
No disguises either.
Yeah, hope that you have a big TV, bigger than Greg's.
So does that mean that when the UMass DC Jared Kite gets here at 8:45, you're not going to say anything?
No. I mean, what am I going to say?
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to run on the field after the game, midfield, and be in the opposing coach's face like, yeah.
You actually don't strike me as even a dad that, like, yells from the stands.
No. I go there. I watch the game. I enjoy it. I do my talking after the game.
I think Talina's probably louder than you are.
Yeah, she's definitely louder.
Yeah.
Moms are always louder. You know what I mean?
You're probably an in-the-car yeller.
No, I don't really yell.
On the way home after a game.
I'm more of a, like, all right, we got to go home and we got to break down the film, guys.
No. On the way home, he goes, Johnny Bott, I need your help.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, FaceTime me. Let's break down the film. What were you thinking on this play here?
No, that's the absolute right call
when
it comes to the Pacers and the NBA. Absolute right call.
Scheim?
I may have been wrong, but, you know, talk your smack.
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Courtney Wiggy. Hello.
All right, good morning. I'm going to stay in the NBA, and I know we're going to do a little bit, and they said it about what Shyam Sharani has said about the Boston Celtics. Does this potentially now bring back up, obviously, the importance of winning one this year to have two championships, but the importance of new owner potentially figuring out way to get new arena to be able to say, okay, we're willing, like Golden State was willing to do because they built a new arena, to maybe pay the luxury tax or the basketball penalties, whatever they want to call them nowadays, yeah, and payroll because you want to still continue to win championships. Is this where we start to now say, does the new owner try to figure out, I need to get an arena built to be able to make some of that money to help me pay some of these penalties so I can keep the payroll together of a team with, you know, two max guys like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and then still be able to pay some other guys pretty good money?
I think even if you figure it out, though, you're 10 years away from it. In this city, with all the permits and everything else, you're not going to – even if you get a buy-in on a new arena, it's going to take – you're a long way away from it. I mean, maybe Bill Chisholm would come up with the money because he knows that he's going to get it back later on a new arena, but I don't know.
I would say that this is concerning as someone who wants the Celtics to be good, that the day they do this deal where it's no longer prospective buyer but buyer,
right,
that they say, Shyam Sharani says there's going to be changes to the roster. Shyam Sharani has said on the Pat McAfee show that the cost as currently constituted for this team next year will be $500 million.
Yep.
So that's cash. So you're spending $6, $7 billion, whatever the total is at the end of the day for this, and then you have to come up with $500 million cash. But I have to say,
and then you got
to
pay rent.
I really think that the fan base is not going to accept that as the reason why. Why not? I don't care about draft picks. Lose whatever draft picks. Right. Win now. Right. Why wouldn't you stay in that second apron?
All right. Thank you, Wiggy. We'll get to what Shyam said during they said it momentarily. I don't want to get in Curtis's lane here, but there's some interesting information with regard to Bill Belichick and Jordan this morning and what happened with Hard Knocks. And so somebody clearly talking out of school from ESPN and suggesting that the production on Bill and UNC and Hard Knocks actually began on March 1st and then was halted toward the end of March because Jordan had several demands, one of which was that she receive executive producer title for Hard Knocks on ESPN, the other being that she would have creative control and review of all of the dailies. So,
you kind of have to respect it. I wish I had the confidence of that 24-year-old. Like, I don't love it.
She knows nothing about producing television.
Maybe she took a class or two in college. But like, I'm saying,
isn't this ironic, Greg? A guy who refused to name a coordinator gave a 24-year-old with no experience the executive producer role.
But she adds that to her resume, and she's going to get any job she wants.
What are
she
you talking said, about, Courtney? What she's what, she would not get any job. She would, even if you could put anything.
If you're John Smith who lives in Wisconsin, you have no idea who Jordan Hudson, who just gave you her resume.
Well, you ask her for her real whatever she put together.
Executive producer Hard Knocks.
Right. I can make a resume that says CEO of Ken Laird Productions. It doesn't matter. Like, what does that mean?
She would have a product to give. I think
it's wild.
For Bill, he's got to stop at some point and think about this. Hard Knocks would have been great for him.
Yeah. Release that month. They have a month of content.
It's probably her, like, you know, they're sitting there on the field and she's jumping in from the sideline telling Bill, you know, what he can and can't talk about. Like,
I want to see all of it.
All right. Anyway, those are our leads this morning, and we are at Max's Swing Lounge. And the owner here, John Thompson, stopped by. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Thanks for having us here. Yep. Great spot. Round of applause for John for what we built here.
This is a good crowd.
Yeah.
Not bad for early.
Early in the morning, too.
Yeah. Well, our people travel, and they like to drink. So
that's a good crowd to travel with.
Is the bar open?
Bar will be open, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Steve, bar open. Bar, you get
a bunch of bays here. You can come and work on the swing all day long.
I think if we can do it, we'll probably have a little contest if you have, if you don't mind behind you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think long drive contest cool. or close okay. to the pin.
Can you set up any hole anywhere in the?
You can play. You can play Pebble Beach. You can play any TrackMan course that we have. There's probably 320 courses now. Wow. 350 wow. courses there. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All the time. So,
do you have Granite Links? Because I could work on my game against Shine for the match.
We can certainly search for it. I'm not 100% right. sure.
Okay, excellent.
But if we don't have it, then you can play any of the other courses. They're great.
Well, this place is awesome. So thanks for having us here this morning. We
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. And I recommend you take a roll by here because it's awesome. It's Roadshow number one. We got to take a quick break. We will be back in Springfield with They Said It, Everything They Said Yesterday in Sports next.